All right, you guys ready? Why don't you grab your Bibles and open to Hebrews 13, and we'll get to a verse there in a few minutes. Hebrews 13. You know, I don't know that I even have a teaching for you today. I just got a verse and an exploding heart. So we'll just see how those two work together. Two of the greatest tragedies in the Christian life, to me, is first to have Christians who wake up in the morning and don't live their day to shape the course of history. And the second is to have so many soldiers in the army of God who go to bed night after night with no blood on their swords. I don't understand it, but a lot of folks seem to think that that beautiful sword, figuratively speaking, is to hang over the mantle and be shiny. And it's the kind that shapes history. It's the kind that brings deliverance to that tormented individual. You know, not too long ago, some of our students were at a local restaurant, and a woman began to manifest devils in her, and I guarantee you, you go to the restaurant today, you'll have people in that restaurant that are tormented by evil spirits. They know how to fit into society and not stand out, and the demons know when to be quiet. But when they go to bed at night or they get in a certain situation, that tormenting voice is there. These folks just deserve to be free. Yes. Some of our students were praying for a woman in the middle of a Mexican food restaurant. I'll go that far. It ought to happen in a Mexican food restaurant. It's going to happen anywhere. And the devils just began to manifest in her, so they began to just very graciously dealing with that power that was tormenting her life, and they broke it off. She got delivered, but the waitresses in the restaurant were kind of circling the table at a distance, kind of eyeballing. One of the young ladies in our church is a waitress there, and she would give a play-by-play description of this is what they're doing now. You know, this is what they're doing now. And when it was all over, the manager came over to the waitress and said, "Do you go to that church?" And she said, "Yes, I do." And he began to confess his sins. Because see, power draws a line in the sand, and it forces people to a decision. And that sword that's hanging over the mantle that looks so pretty was never meant to hang there. It was meant to bring deliverance to people who've got torment on their lives and healing to tormented bodies and restoration of broken homes and businesses that get put back on track and people who want to lose weight. Yes. Jesus is, it's a new bumper sticker. Jesus is the answer for weight loss. What do you think? Yeah, I'll let you do it. But you know, Jesus is really good at all that stuff. And, you know, I love corporate meetings. I mean, I do. I just, it's just such a time to get refreshed, and there are certain things that can happen in a corporate gathering that just seldom happen anywhere else or any other time. But it's tragic when ministry gets reduced to corporate meetings. And in a sense, I'm preaching to the choir here, because so many of you on a day-to-day basis just take this stuff to the streets and where you work and where you live, where you go to school. And we are living in a city that is being transformed because we have people that just practice this stuff day in and day out. And I'm really indebted to you and blessed by you doing that. But I do want to encourage you in this today. I've got this burning thing in me. I guess it's the same old message.